Exclusive: Son of Hamas founder warns mom Donny is Trojan horse for Red-Green Alliance seeking to undermine America from within. By Joshua Klein on November 8, 2025. The son of Hamas's co-founder delivered a chilling warning about New York City socialist mayor-elect, describing Zohran Mamdani as a catastrophic figure who will only succeed in one thing: burning the castle down by functioning as a Trojan horse for what he identified as the Red-Green Alliance, a coordinated effort between radical communist and Islamist forces seeking to dismantle Western capitalism and fundamentally transform America's largest city. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Mossab Hassan Youssef, the son of Hamas co-founder Sheikh Hassan Youssef, who broke with the terror group and later worked covertly with Israeli intelligence as the Green Prince, argued Mamdani's election marks more than a local shift. It signals a coordinated takeover of New York's government by an alliance of radical socialists and stealth Islamist networks that financed his rise and will now demand their return. How can somebody who's pro-disorder, pro-chaos, be trusted with ruling one of the most advanced cities in the West? Youssef asked. Now, here's what's more dangerous about Mamdani. Mamdani is only a Trojan horse. The son of Hamas explained that Mamdani embodies what he called the Red-Green Alliance, a tactical collaboration between socialist-slash-communist forces and Islamist networks united by a goal to dismantle Western liberal democracy and undermine the Jewish state. Mamdani identifies as a socialist, communism rebranded, while embracing Islamist ideology, Youssef said. These twin ideologies represent catastrophic failures wherever they've been implemented. Hamas insider: he wants to globalize the Intifada. Youssef said Mamdani's exploitation of identity politics is a key warning sign. The fact that he uses the Muslim victim card is another angle that tells me a lot about this person. Making up stories that never happened, promoting chaos rebranded as Intifada, Youssef said. He wants to globalize the Intifada. Just weeks before the election, after Mamdani faced criticism for campaigning alongside Imam Siraj Wahaj, a radical Brooklyn cleric named by prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, he was called out for falsely claiming that his hijab-wearing aunt feared for her safety after 9/11, a story later shown to be untrue, as the woman was actually his father's second cousin. Wahaj has preached that homosexuality is a disease and once called for an army of 10,000 men to wage a gun-free jihad through New York City. Mamdani defended the imam, praising him as one of the nation's foremost Muslim leaders and a pillar of the Bed-Stuy community for nearly half a century. Wahaj is also the same extremist figure anti-Semitic activist Linda Sarsour, Mamdani's longtime political mentor, has described as her mentor and motivator. Mamdani's political identity has long revolved around the Palestinian cause, a theme he describes as central to my identity. He co-founded Students for Justice in Palestine at Bowdoin College, has supported the BDS movement since 2014, and praised the Holy Land Five, directors of a charity convicted of funding Hamas, in a 2017 rap song. Post-election polling showed 83% of Mamdani's voters cited the Palestinian issue as their primary motivation. His campaign deliberately leaned into it, making it the centerpiece of their strategy, with informal adviser Patrick Gaspar acknowledging that Mamdani's Israel-slash-Gaza views were the gateway before discussing other policies. The former Hamas operative dismissed Mamdani's central campaign promise as economically impossible and deliberately deceptive. To promise the masses that New York is going to become affordable, I don't know how this is even possible. It's a very expensive city, Youssef said. For somebody to just throw promises at the public, I think he's selling people fish in the sea. He characterized the mayor-elect as fundamentally unqualified. I don't trust this person who doesn't have experience in this field and has radical ideals but no realism. That's a very dangerous person. Youssef cautioned that Mamdani's attempt to bring two failing models, the communist model and the Islamic model, to challenge capitalism, which is the ideology that made New York what it is very dangerous. He added a sharper comparison: look at the Islamic countries. They can build tall towers and grand skylines, but they can never recreate New York's freedom or America's spirit. That's what Mamdani's socialist model would destroy. What makes Western civilization and American culture unique, Youssef emphasized, is not measured by how impressive the buildings are, or how affordable or how expensive. It's about the freedom of the people who built it. The Red-Green Alliance, what do they want in return? The son of Hamas pointed to recently surfaced information about the mayor-elect's campaign funding as evidence of coordination between radical leftist and Islamist groups. By supporting groups like Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. And just look, things recently started surfacing that CARE, which is a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, has been funding his campaign. So what do they want in return once they are in power? Yusuf asked pointedly. Campaign finance records show the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, through its Unity and Justice Fund, contributed $120,000 to the largest PAC supporting Mamdani. CAIR is under congressional investigation for alleged Hamas ties and was named an unindicted co-conspirator in a 2008 terrorism financing case. Linda Sarsour, who has mentored Mamdani politically since 2017, said at a CAIR conference last Wednesday that Muslim money funded his rise, and vowed to hold him accountable from outside City Hall to ensure he delivers on radical promises. Newly exposed DSA documents outline plans to pressure Mamdani once in office to advance an anti-Israel agenda, echoing Sarsour's vow to hold him accountable. Yusuf reiterated the ideological danger, calling Mamdani a man with no experience and a confused vision of the city, a toxic brew. If one could peer inside his mind, Yusuf said, they would find a mixture of dangerous ideologies that contradict the American way of life and its capitalist foundation. The former Hamas member said Mamdani's real function is to serve as a vehicle for the wider Red-Green Alliance, a convergence of communist and Islamist forces working to undermine the United States. This is exactly what's happening in New York, Yusuf explained. His democratic socialist agenda is fused with a network of stealth Islamist allies who financed his rise. Together they aim to sabotage capitalism, weaken America, and push it into the backseat instead of leading the world. He cautioned that the more he studied Mamdani, the more catastrophic he appeared. The more I learn about this individual who poses as a savior, the more I see how dangerous his ideas are, Yusuf said. As mayor, he'll bring New York to a place we won't even recognize. Asked about the liberal voters who elected Mamdani, Yusuf said many don't grasp what they've empowered. We are a democracy, so whatever the people decide, we have to respect it, he said. But many may not realize the consequences of voting for such a confused individual filled with resentment toward New York's Jewish minority. The Hamas insider pointed to Mamdani's rhetorical sleight of hand on anti-Semitism. He says his hatred is not for Jews but for Zionists. A clever disguise to convince the public he isn't anti-Semitic, Yusuf noted. But at his core, he backs jihadists and validates the barbarism committed against Israel. Yusuf also called Mamdani's affordable housing pledge a scam. He knows he can't deliver it, Yusuf said. It's not up to him, it's just the reality of New York City. He's scamming the public and the poor-minded people. Going after New York's Jews. The former Hamas operative warned that Mamdani's ideology would inevitably turn against the city's Jewish community. Worse still, he's going after the Jews in New York. Even if he doesn't declare it outright, Yusuf said. He's taken the side of the Palestinians, the side of the jihadists, the side of Hamas, justifying their barbarism as resistance. Yusuf posed a blunt question, will he have mercy on New York's successful Jewish minority, a pillar of this city? He asked. The Jewish contribution to New York is unmatched by any other group. Over a million Jews built the city's culture, from Broadway and film to its creative and economic heartbeat. Remove that contribution. Even over the last century, what would New York look like? Mamdani has repeatedly refused to affirm that Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state. He's defended calls to globalize the Intifada, vowed to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as mayor, and declined a call for Hamas to disarm even after the October 7 massacre. Yusuf said Mamdani's economic vision mirrors Marxist wealth redistribution that would erode New York's success. He wants the successful, hard-working, creative people to pay the bills of those who haven't earned it, Yusuf warned. That's the communist model, everyone equal, but no one driven. The son of Hamas dismissed Mamdani's Robin Hood posturing. We don't need leaders posing as saviors who claim to take from the rich and give to the poor, he said. He'll only succeed in one thing, burning the castle down. He turned New York into another soulless city. Communist or Islamist, where we might still have the skyline but we'd lose the freedom. Yusuf Warren Mamdani functions as a Trojan horse for the communist and Islamist enemies to infiltrate the city. To reverse the American achievement and push America into the backseat. He added, that's exactly what the communists and Islamists around the world want. They don't want America to remain the superpower. Yusuf said many progressive voters remain blind to the larger strategy. Many liberals don't see the bigger picture, he said. They voted for someone with no experience and shadowy ideologies, an idealist, not a realist. The London warning, this is their playbook. The Hamas insider pointed to Sadiq Khan's tenure in London as a preview of where New York could head under Mamdani, a warning, not a model to emulate. The only way he's going to manage to implement his socialist policies is through mismanagement, Yusuf warned. The wealthy would bolt, he won't be able to pay the city's bills, and the city would drown in debt. The only rescue would be Arab oil money, the same way in London. This is how it plays out. This is their playbook. This is the reality, Yusuf said. Look at London, see what happened to a major Western city, and predict New York's future if we follow that path. Khan even congratulated Mamdani in a Time op-ed, declaring, hope won and drawing explicit parallels between their campaigns. The former Hamas member warned that a London-style rescue would fundamentally change who controls New York. If he seeks Arab oil money, he will force the Jewish creative minority out and replace them with a new 1%, Sheikh oil money. Best case, Yusuf said, he turns it into another Dubai. Impressive skyline, but not New York's freedom or soul. New York's magic isn't a price tag, it's the people who built it. Hamas's death cult and the fabricated Palestinian identity. Speaking with the authority of someone raised inside Hamas's leadership, Yusuf addressed liberal voters who backed Mamdani, many driven by pro-Palestinian sympathies, and urged them to grasp what they are actually endorsing. I don't have a problem with New Yorkers or Americans showing their freedom as anti-war activists, he said. It's natural, it's healthy. When they see children dying in Gaza and feel anger, that's totally understandable. But he urged them to understand the reality. This is Hamas's strategy. Weaponizing civilians as human shields, glorifying martyrdom. Once American liberals understand that this is a death cult, built on promises of eternity and the sacrifice of children for political gain, their outlook will change. Drawing on his own experience inside Hamas, Yusuf explained, this is their strategy, long before Hamas, it was the PLO's. Put children in harm's way, endanger civilians on both sides, weaponize suffering for pity and power. He said Hamas engineered the current war deliberately. Sinwar launched it from one of the most crowded places on earth, knowing what Israel's response would be. It's a trap, their double game, and many in the West fell for it. Despite the grim picture, Yusuf insisted he still hopes Americans will learn the truth. This conflict isn't about land, those claims of occupation or genocide are lies, he said. Israel is a democracy with Jews, Arabs, Muslims, and Druze who share equal rights. That's the American model, not the Palestinian one built on victimhood, revenge, and barbarism like October 7th. He continued bluntly. October 7th wasn't resistance, it was just another lie, Yusuf stated firmly. Yusuf, the former Hamas insider, made clear his anger targets the leadership. My rage is at Hamas, at the Palestinian Authority, at leaders who gambled with children's futures for politics. They are reckless. They don't care about Arab or Jewish children. In one of his most forceful statements, the former Hamas insider denounced the manufactured Palestinian identity. A narrative, he said, that Mamdani cynically exploits for political gain. If we really want to save Arab and Jewish children, they are Arab children, not Palestinian children, Yusuf said. Palestinian is a made-up identity, invented by Khan artists who sacrifice Arab children for power. Recalling his own upbringing, he said, I was born an Arab. Then they told us we were Palestinians, but never said why. It's a false identity, used by people like Mamdani to play the victim card for sympathy and power. He warned that once figures like Mamdani rise to power on such narratives, their true intentions come out. Once they win, they turn on the public. They can't be trusted, the former Hamas insider concluded. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.